producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, in as guest host today. Ron will take over the microphone in just a moment. Get a pen out. I'm going to give you the numbers to call the program, ways you can connect with us on the show today, ask questions of the guest, or anything that's on your mind, you get to let us know. We're brought to you today by PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. The folks with extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying, focusing on the planning and the regulatory permitting in the exploration and production service area with the oil and gas industry. And Jeff Holcomb with PVE Scheffler is the guy to call at 701-628-4554 for more information, or visit PVEScheffler.com. Okay, the numbers on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd the Radio God Mitchell and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And another hour of What's on Your Mind is underway. Ron, take it away.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's an interesting day in Bismarck. We got a little lesson behind the shovel again this morning as the president's out talking about climate change. We had a little climate change of our own here, a little white Christmas, I guess. So,
is that what they call it?
I guess so, but,
you could do the Zutal Tom thing and just not bother to shovel. He always says it's, cause it's gonna be 40 some odd degrees real soon here. It's not like it's saying.
Well,
I'm not saying I'm giving you the example to follow.
After the shoveling was all done and you got down the slow travel in Bismarck, it's kind of nice when you look outside. But glad to be here today. Thanks, Scotty, for the invite. Hope he and his group are having a great time in New York City. And we have an excellent round of guests this morning. First is Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger. It's a very interesting day in the tax world today. There's a big issue that took place during the legislative session that Ryan's going to fill us in on today, and today it all kind of came to fruition. Following that is Alex Epstein. Alex is the president and founder of the Center for Industrial Progress. He's the nation's leading free energy debater, promoting anti-pollution but pro-energy development. And Alex is a really interesting guy. He's from California. He goes around the country and kind of takes on the anti-energy gang, and they hate him for it. And he's been here a number of times. He's got some new information out. And one of the things I was thinking about over the Thanksgiving holiday was sitting with my in-laws and my mother, and we were talking about, where would we be today without energy? As we were sitting inside getting ready to, eat the turkey that had been in the electric oven, and talking to them about what was it like before we had electricity, what happened to their parents when they came here, didn't have electricity, didn't have lights, what did they do on Thanksgiving? My in-laws said they were from Flasher. They got indoor plumbing in 1965. So happens to be the year I was born, so I guess my generation is growing up with indoor plumbing, and certainly my kids, what would they think if we didn't have indoor plumbing? And you know what year I sent my friend Dennis Hill an email this morning? What year did the Rural Electrics electrify North Dakota? And what I think it was sometime in the 40s. My in-laws said it was well before they had indoor plumbing, but it was pretty nice this morning to get up, turn on the heat. So I'd like to encourage some calls today. Talk about some of the times when they got electricity in their families and what it's meant to them. And our last guest today is Daryl Dukart. Daryl's a Dunn County Commissioner, Chairman of the Oil and Gas Producing Counties, a guy that wears a lot of hats in Western North Dakota and has become a real champion of all things in Western North Dakota. So with that, I think we're going to say hi to Ryan. And Ryan, you got some news today about oil taxes and taxation in North Dakota. We want to talk a little bit about and get some discussion going. It was an interesting debate during the waning days of the session, and here we are. Today it came true.
Well, absolutely, Ron. First, thanks for having me on. It's quite an interesting confluence of events and coincidence of dates. When we were during the session, we had a lot of talk about, you know, the big trigger. Would it come? Would it actually hit? Would it not? That was a big question mark, and had, I think, a big influence on the how the session turned out. And, you know, interestingly, House Bill 1476 left the big trigger in place until for horizontal wells until December 1, but also got rid of it that same day. And interestingly, we actually hit with a 5-month big trigger. For listeners out there that don't know, it's something that actually was on in place and basically got rid of the extraction tax for the most part from 1987 to 2004. So it was on for 17 years, and then prices came back from 04 on until now, and it actually hit today. Today is the first day the big trigger hit again. But it's interestingly the day that in House Bill 1476 passed by the 2015 legislative session, it eliminated the incentive for horizontal wells. So it eliminated the incentive for over 95% of the production in the state. So it is such an interesting day from that perspective that for years and years and years we've talked about when is this thing going to hit, because it has such a huge fiscal impact. It is a huge deal for the oil industry, but then also it's gone the same day that it went into law. And that is, again, such an interesting coincidence of dates. Nobody could have ever predicted that statistically, to know the exact five months where we'd be below $55.09 for this huge tax decrease to hit. We would have never guessed that.
Ryan, let's put this in perspective for people to grasp what it means to the state. From the oil industry, I'm the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Certainly, filled up my gas tank at $1.84 by the time I got the 5-cent discount inside at a gas station in Bismarck the other day. $23, I think, it took to fill up my car the other day. But on the oil industry side, this was about a $30 million. At these prices, this was a $30 million a month that the North Dakota legislature essentially, you know, took away in terms of coming up with this unified tax agreement that going forward to set a flat, predictable rate. The big trigger was the discussion throughout the 5 months of the legislature. What if? But what does it mean to education? What does it mean to water? What does it mean in terms of revenues to the state of North Dakota that the legislature has now fixed this going forward?
Well, House Bill 1476, let me just put things into perspective, too. You know, for the listeners out there, last summer we were collecting about $325 million a month just in oil extraction tax and oil gross production tax. That's not sales, income tax.
Let's say that again.
$325 million a month back last summer when we had, you know, $90, $100 oil prices. We're collecting between $130 and $140 million a month. So still significant collections, given that we are relatively steady production. We have decreased slightly, but we're still above the 1.1 million barrels per day that we forecasted. But, you know, I think we were trading at about $41.50 yesterday. The average for November was $42.74, according to our numbers that we looked at last night. But putting that all into perspective, House Bill 1476 did a number of things. But I think the important thing is with the extraction tax, when you look at fixing the extraction tax now at 5% instead of 6.5%, that's essentially what it did. So the majority of the time it will be locked in at 5%. More flat tax, more stable tax, more certainty for the oil industry, more certainty for the state. But what that means is, as opposed to about a 1.5% extraction tax, which we would have seen if it would have triggered, which has been the law for decades, if that would have hit today, that'd be about $30 million a month. And that's out of that $130 to $140 million. That's a large percentage. Just think about a total tax rate of about 10% compared to about 6%. That's a huge difference in tax rate, and that's in the gross value of oil at the well at wellhead. This isn't like a net income tax where you get to deduct all these different expenses. You get to deduct transportation. That's it. It's really the gross value of the well. So it's at the top of the income statement, not the bottom. That has a huge impact, and that's why the numbers are so big. And that $30 million a month that we're talking about, that is strictly extraction tax, and that is dedicated to the Resources Trust Fund, which goes to fund water resource projects across the state. It goes to the Common Schools Trust Fund, which is for education funding, a long-term trust fund for education funding. Also, the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which is there in case the governor would ever have to do an allotment across the board for education. That helps keep education budgets whole. That's K-12 budgets specifically. And it also goes to the Legacy Fund. 30% of the extraction tax goes to the Legacy Fund. That's $10 million more a month, essentially, into the legacy fund because we didn't hit the big trigger for horizontal wells. So that's really the whole gambit. And it, and the other 30% that's left over for the state goes to help property tax relief. It goes into disaster relief funds. There's a lot of different recipients of the oil extraction tax and production tax because it is such a large revenue source that it is divvied up into a number of different trust funds throughout the state. But I think that's what's so important is, you know, putting it into perspective when we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars per month, regardless of whether we're at $90 or $42 like we're at right now, it's a huge, huge revenue source.
Effectively today, the state has a new tax structure going forward. And the legislature, in their wisdom, even thought about moving it back from January 1 to December 1. But that's $6 million a month that funds education and funds water projects going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Even just 1 month, that's a huge amount of money in those trust funds.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with more What's in Your Mind next.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water, and because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On your mind, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, welcoming your calls at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. You know, we're in December now. Christmas is near. And if you're looking for the best Christmas gift ever, MyPillow.com. You're giving the gift of sleep. You can't beat that, folks. It is a great deal. And right now, I mean this when I say it's a great deal. four pillows for the price of one. We've never been able to bring you anything like that. We've done two-for-one deals, but never a four-for-one. Plus, that money-back guarantee is extended through March 1st. It's usually a 60-day deal. Now it is all the way between now and March 1st. A great deal. So here's the deal. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and you'll get four pillows for the price of one, two classic MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows, all for the price of one, and the extended warranty. Can't beat a deal like that. Back to more on What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the folks who bring you North Dakota Oil Can and NorthDakotaOilCan.com, Mr. Ron Ness. Ron?
My guest this morning is Ryan Rauschenberger. He's the North Dakota's tax commissioner. We are discussing the oil tax trigger, which effectively went away today as the fifth month of low oil prices kicked in. The House Bill 1476, which was passed by the legislature in the waning days, effectively kicks in today, making a flat rate going forward for oil taxes in North Dakota. Ryan, you mentioned that's about a $30 million swing in the state side today that's going to happen per month. So one of the things that we discussed a little bit about the difficulty of the 2015 legislature not knowing whether this trigger was going to be on or off, and it was such a huge issue. At that point, it was $80 million a month if you double the oil price where we were a year ago. So, but going forward now, let's talk a little bit about what this means for the governor and the legislature in terms of trying to budget next year. We don't know, obviously, we don't know what oil prices are going to do. So,
well, Ron, I think I heard Lynn Helms just recently say weather would be the most unpredictable thing that you can do. Forecasting the weather would be the most unpredictable thing you can do, but determining oil prices would be the second most unpredictable thing. And that, I think that is one of the lessons we learned up to the beginning late part of 2014 was, you know, we were, when we really were doing the original forecast for the legislative session, you know, 2 months before, we were at $70 a barrel. All of a sudden, you get to January, we were averaging below $48 a month. And then $48 in January, we're at $50 in February. We had a major, major decrease in oil prices. And I think that's one thing that the legislature has done very well is make sure that the oil revenue that fluctuates so much goes into these trust funds as opposed to all going into the general fund, which would be so volatile. Right now, only $300 million goes into the general fund. That's capped. And then it goes into other long-term trust funds. It goes into property tax relief trust fund and a number of other things. But I think what's important going forward is that, you know, we make sure that we forecast using fairly conservative numbers, because if we overstate our forecast numbers, we would be in a tough spot, because if this price drop would have been just about 4 months later, if it was started about April or May of 2015, which would have been the end of the session instead of right at the beginning, I mean, literally the drop in oil prices coincided directly with the session. And in that sense, we were very, very fortunate, because working with the legislature, we were able to write down the general fund by about $500 million and oil taxes by quite a bit as well. But also, if that would have been 4 or 5 months later, we would be in some trouble right now. So we need to think, you know, going forward, exactly how we want to handle forecasting oil, because it's going to be, you know, billions of dollars of collections going forward every biennium. And it's such a major revenue source that, you know, we need to be careful of how we forecast this.
Well, one of the things that's going to help in the forecasting is previously we never knew what the price of oil was going to be. But you also had a potentially 130% swing in the tax rate. And on the industry side, it's very hard to do your business when you got a $40 billion industry in North Dakota and you have no idea what your tax rate is going to be. Just look. Because of this bill, it would have gone from 11.5% yesterday to 5% today for any well in the last 2 years. So huge swings, but if it didn't, so the on-off thing for the industry, it just didn't work, because this is a big business. You've got to plan a long ways in advance. And I think we ought to acknowledge that, you know, the vision and the leadership by Senator Dwight Cook and the Representative Al Carlson, Representative Craig Hedlund, and those tax committees, for kind of taking the bullets and taking this thing on from a state perspective. If you're in any community across North Dakota and you've got a water project, Now there's going to be a stable, predictable revenue source. It's still going to go up and down a little bit with the oil price, but not the tax rate. The tax rate before would have completely taken that fund to zero revenue coming in on a monthly basis. So this is a significant change in North Dakota's tax history and the future going forward.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think that certainty, when you mentioned, you know, the industry doesn't want to see that kind of that tax roller coaster as far as going from 11.5 to 5 to 9 or what. There's a number of different tax rates, but it's the same perspective from the state that, you know, we don't know what the price will be. The industry doesn't know what the price will be. And to have that huge fluctuation in tax rates with such a major revenue source is problematic for budgeting. And I think we need to really keep that in perspective going forward. I think there's a lot of good funding, a lot of good distribution of the funds on the books. We need to continue to look at ways to forecast and where we're, you know, cushioning the state from exposure. And I think we've done a great job, but I think that, you know, there's more we can do, and you know, there's more discussions we can have going forward.
Well, in the meantime, enjoy filling up your gas tank at under $2 a gallon nationwide. I was the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Marketers in 1998, and I'll never forget it was Black Friday, and I was standing outside the Oasis truck stop east of Bismarck doing an interview, and gasoline was selling for 74 cents a gallon that day. And, of course, North Dakota oil was selling for $7 for Bakken sweet crude, and the sour crude up north in the Bottineau Kenmare area was a little over $4 a barrel. So my, how things change.
I think, you know, you and I have been talking about, you know, tax policy and oil for a long time, and I think that's exactly right. You know, we've been talking about the trigger hitting many, many times over the last 6-7 years, ever since the Bakken came online. And you look at where prices have been and where they will be. You know, prices will come back. You know, they could go down, but eventually, you know, history will say that prices will come back. But we also have to plan for them to go down. We just don't know. It's that unpredictable when we're dealing with oil prices.
Well, I think agriculture and energy have the same roller coaster. You used the word roller coaster, and it is a roller coaster. And what we have to do is we have to try and, you know, take those peaks off the top and those bottoms off the bottom and figure out how to get through it. In the meantime, when you fill up gas today, I think 43 cents of that gallon of gas at the pump is federal and state taxes. So there's hopefully better days ahead where we can find more of a middle point in North Dakota, because we seem to be on the extreme, not only in weather, but in energy prices as well. So, Ryan, thanks for coming on today. You do a great job as tax commissioner. And, you know, give me my tax refund quickly.
We'll do the best we can. Thanks for having me on, Ron.
You never hear that request, right?
Never.
Hey, you're tax commissioner. Can't you do something about this?
That never happens, right?
Ryan, just what is the tax statements will be going out for income taxes? Legislature cut the income taxes as well, right?
Yep, legislature cut the income tax as well. It's likely if you're used to having a refund, it'll even be a larger refund because the legislature cut those taxes.
My God.
Withholding wouldn't have really kicked in, you know, adjustments to withholding for towards the middle of the year. So you could be expecting a bigger refund.
More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And PetroServe USA is your Bison tailgating playoff headquarters. Come on in and stock up on all the goodies, including $10 fill on propane tanks to keep you nice and warm and cook up all the goodies. Also register to win that loaded Bison tailgating trailer and, of course, two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA given away every week. December specials include the Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Charbroiled Deluxe, $2.19, Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11, Kellogg's Cookies, 79 cents, Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, 2 for $4, Wiley Wallaby, 10-ounce packs of licorice, Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Fins, Chocolate Chips, Chocolate Strawberry Bites, and Caramel Apple Bites, all 2 for $5. A great deal. And World's Kitchen Jerky, just $9.99. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're blessed. Thank you for that, and happy holidays to you. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in for me, Scott Hannon, today on the program as I'm off in New York City with a bunch of great listeners to What's On Your Mind, having a grand time. We're brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center. They're the folks that are actually the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They make a lot of tank trailers, okay? And that means you have to fix them, right? Well, they have 30 service centers that service these tank trailers all across the USA, and now two of those in North Dakota. The newest just opened this week in Williston, Polar Service Center on Bassett Lane in Williston. You can call them up there at 701-251-4586. They've been in Kildare for a good deal of time as well. And so those two locations now in North Dakota, you know what they need? More technicians, more parts representatives, more service writers. And this company is paying up to $35 an hour. Great benefits, too. If you're interested in one of those jobs, call their HR man, Terry, at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164, or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com. Now more of What's On Your Mind. Here's Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron?
Our next guest this morning is Alex Epstein. He's the president of the, what is he the president of, Todd? I don't know. Alex, are you on the Center for Progressive Growth?
I'm sure if you asked him, he could let you know
he's
president.
I think he could.
But instead you came to me.
Yeah, well, you're close. So,
I am closer to you. But
Alex travels the country.
Nothing wrong with just asking the guest. You're president of what again? I don't remember.
Alex travels the country debating the anti-energy folks. Alex, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you.
Where are we talking to you this morning, Alex?
Well, I am actually in Washington, D.C. You're going to hear a tiny bit of background noise for 1 second. But, yeah, it's actually pouring here. So I'm not home in Laguna Beach, California, where I wish I was, because I have to, you know, unlike the rest of nature, Laguna Beach has a perfect climate. But the rest of the places, you know, we need things like technology and industry to protect ourselves from climate, which, unfortunately, they're in Paris to prevent us from having.
Alex, you recently came out with a 4-minute video talking about the benefits of energy and how we can't seem to possibly rationalize how we can think we're going to live on solar energy or wind power and what it's meant to us as as Americans and people in terms of the value of fossil fuels. Can you talk a little bit about that video and maybe what you're doing in Washington, D.C. this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, maybe a good starting point is to sort of ask, well, what makes for a good way to generate energy? Why are some ways of generating energy popular and effective, and why are some unpopular, ineffective? And I don't mean politically popular or socially popular. I mean that people actually choose to spend their own money on them. And on one level, you can say, well, three characteristics of a good form of energy are that they are cheap, plentiful, and reliable. That makes sense. But then we sometimes hear correctly, I think, that, well, solar and wind aren't cheap, plentiful, and reliable, and particularly they're not reliable. And so why is that? Because isn't the sun free? You'll often hear this kind of line. And the point I make in the video is that you have to think of energy as a manufacturing process. It has multiple stages. It has all sorts of materials. And what you're trying to do, you're trying to take some form of raw energy from nature, like oil or the sunlight, and turn it into usable energy. And that takes a lot of resources. And one thing that's amazing about what the oil and gas industry does, the coal industry does, what the hydroelectric industry does, is they can take a relatively few number of resources and make a lot of reliable energy for it, from it, and therefore it's affordable. Whereas with solar and wind, although the sun is free in a sense, all the land and materials and processes are super, super resource intensive. And then to try to make that reliable, given that the sun and wind aren't reliable, is incredibly resource intensive. And that's why there's not one freestanding solar or wind plant in the entire world.
So, Alex, as you travel the country and take on the anti-energy folks, what's their reaction to your message as you get out in those crowds on the East Coast and the West Coast?
Well, the most common reaction by, I'd say, the leaders is to try to have no reaction. So the book, The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, came out about a year ago. And in terms of people who, there are probably about 50,000 copies of it in existence. So it's done quite well. And we've gotten amazing feedback about it, and lots of people even who expected to disagree with it said that it persuaded them. But the group that we haven't really heard from has been what you could call thought leaders on the environmentalist or green side. And the only reason I can come up with is that they don't really want a challenge to their worldview. They don't want to challenge their conclusions. They want those affirmed for, I think, all sorts of reasons. But my own view is that then my job is then to just throw it in their face that much more, so they have to respond. So people will usually respond to dissenting views only when they have to respond, and that's part of the reason why I travel all over the place putting it in people's faces. I was at Harvard exactly 2 weeks ago, debating a law professor there, and we'll put that online. If anyone goes to industrialprogress.com, just get yourself on our mailing list and you'll see that lecture in the next week or two. But, you know, going to Harvard and say, look, Harvard, here's how the two cases match up. You decide. And I think that's effective.
Alex, one of the great discussion topics in North Dakota recently has been the EPA Clean Power Plan and its impact on North Dakota's coal industry. And, you know, one of the concerns that I have about this next generation is that they don't understand when you turn that light switch on how that electricity got there. They want it now. They want it cheap. They want it readily available. They don't understand that the milk in that carton came from a ranch, came from a cow. They just want it. They want it all. They want it cheap, and they want it green as possible. And is this a movement in the coast, or is it a select group of anti people that we should be concerned about, or really a messaging across this country of where this energy and where these agricultural products come from?
Well, I think even in the way you framed it, it indicates that it's fundamentally an educational issue, which leaves open what's the best way to educate people. But it's fundamentally what you need for anything to be appreciated and ultimately defended over time is people need to value it. They need to see there are good reasons why we do things this way, and if we didn't do things this way, they would be better off. So imagine you had a steel industry where people had no clue why you use steel. They just think, oh, it must be a conspiracy of the steel workers or something like that, or big steel. That's the only reason we use it, and we should use wood instead for skyscrapers, but somehow steel has this monopoly, right? If they had that attitude, you'd have all sorts of threats to the use of steel all over the place, and you'd have like a clean metal plan or something like that, you know, some euphemism like that, where people say, yeah, we got to get off non-renewable steel and get on renewable wood. But people have a sense that, no, the reason why we use steel is because it's the best material for the job, for many different jobs. It has no equal. And I think people need to have the same view about, say, oil. There are reasons why we use the product of the oil industry. It's not a conspiracy. Nobody's forcing us to do it. But the oil industry is able to make this liquid hydrocarbon fuel with a high level of efficiency, and it's a fuel that has such what we call energy density that it's the best thing in the world for providing power on the go, where, you know, every ounce of fuel that you use adds to your, you know, to the load on you. So the more compact the energy source you can get, the better, and there's nothing better than oil. So I think that's just a tiny piece of the education, but the more you get an appreciation for the value of something, the more apt you are to spot threats to it, versus if you just think, oh, we can just replace steel with wood, then if you know, Obama came out with a wood plan, people would have trouble opposing that.
Alex, short of cutting off the electricity for a day and turning off the gas pumps for a day, we often talk about doing that to Minnesota because they always want to tell us how we ought to produce our energy that they like to consume. But short of that, which would really drive home the message and the true value of energy, what's the one or two best messages that you use when you're out in public?
Well, first of all, I don't think that would work. I know I get in this argument with people in the oil industry all the time. It wouldn't work. So because the reason is because people interpret crises through their existing philosophies and frameworks. So you see with something like a terrorist attack, the way people interpret that, not to get into my own interpretation of, say, the Paris incident, but you see that both sides or the multiple sides, they interpret it according to their existing frameworks. So I don't need to go into any more depth in that particular issue. So with this, what you would just get is people say, oh, you see, it proves that the evil fossil fuel industry is just out to get us, or that these non-renewable things are finally running out, blah, 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 blah. So in terms of a message, you know, I like the steel analogy, Eamon, but I'll just say on the positive that the reason that we use these fuels, the reason why we support these industries, is not because we like them, but because the fossil fuel industry in particular is the only industry that is capable of producing cheap, plentiful, reliable energy for billions of people, period. So even it's absolutely important to explore any downsides, but that is just a unique benefit. So I'll just say, when we discuss this issue, one thing we just have to have as a baseline is that this is the only industry in the world that's capable of producing cheap, plentiful, reliable energy for billions of people. So if you think that matters, then you have to factor that into the discussion. And I think that'll at least get the discussion off on the right foot. By the way, I just thought of this. Again, I mentioned our website. It's Center for Industrial Progress, by the way, to give you the name. Industrialprogress.com. Again, if you enter in your email just to get our information, in a week or so, we're having a course come out on this topic called How to Talk to Anyone About Energy. And I think that'll help people a lot, particularly this holiday season when they talk to friends and relatives. So if you want a little more comprehensive guidance on that, just make sure to be on our list and you can learn about it.
Alex, one of the things that we've been watching is we kind of see that today with shale energy, we're in kind of a world war in terms of how the energy mix is going to go forward, and we've got all of these issues going on in the Middle East, but continuing to ramp up their energy production. South Dakota was the first state to approve the Dakota Access Pipeline yesterday, which would take 450,000 barrels a day. Again, 450,000 barrels a day of Bakken oil into Patoka, Illinois, and from there you get into all kinds of different refineries and pipelines that can access markets. And when we think back to the hurricanes in the Gulf Coast, we couldn't get oil from the Middle East into those refineries. Now we would have a way to get oil there. When we come back, let's talk about how we get that message across that we are making domestic energy right here in this country, and we can show that we can do it cheaply and affordably and safely.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Who says saving has to feel like sacrifice? Why should planning for tomorrow get in the way of living today? Wouldn't it be great to make once in a lifetime happen more than once? At Alaris, we'll help you reach your financial goals so you can achieve your dreams again and again. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's still time to register for that loaded up Bison tailgating trailer at PetroServe USA locations, friends. That's right, PetroServe USA helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. Is that great or what? And they love giveaways, and they have the big Bison giveaway going on now. Two $500
gift cards from PetroServe given away every week, and that loaded up Bison tailgating trailer as well. So check that out. If you'd like to call us today about what's on your mind, remember the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for you at 800-228-0550. That's right. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your questions or comments. Back to our guest host today for What's on Your Mind, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron?
Todd, I just got a text from Scott Hannon. Just for the record, he and 60 North Dakotans have just landed at JFK in New York City.
Hey!
So the Big Apple should beware. Sounds like a great trip, and what a great time to be in New York City.
They're expecting a bunch of people to sound like the movie Fargo. Oh, I am there. Oh, this is all big. It's probably not. They're probably not going to be like that. Some of them may have been there before.
Knowing Scotty, they're not going to be sitting around twiddling their thumbs. So
no.
I'm sure
no.
They've got a packed agenda. So no. Our guest this morning is Alex Epstein with the Center for Industrial Progress. Alex is a nationally renowned energy supporter. Not involved in the energy industry, but an energy user and consumer. And he travels the country talking about the value of energy and how much better our lives are in terms of having energy. Alex, we were discussing the world battle right now for what the next energy mix is going to look like and where the U.S. is going to play in that role. What are your thoughts here in Washington this week? What are your thoughts on the climate change discussions going on in Paris and how that would impact us as U.S. consumers?
Well, the term energy mix is interesting to me. I mean, I used an analogy with steel before. I'll continue it. Like, do we talk about the metal mix? Like, what's going to be the metal mix in America or the world? Well, you don't really talk about that. You talk about as long as we're free to produce all different metals and the different companies are free to compete, then you'll usually have the best metal for the job. And it's the same thing with energy. I don't think anyone should prescribe a particular energy mix. I think that the different industries should be free and the consumers should be free and the shippers, which is really important, and you mentioned a pipeline before, should be free. And if that happens, then we'll get the best forms of energy for the job. And, you know, right now in the world, the best forms of energy tend to be the fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas. That's why they provide about 85% of the world's energy. Behind them, you have nuclear and hydro, which are also great forms of energy. And what's interesting and really bad is that in Paris this week and next week, you have a group of people who claim to care about human well-being and yet are opposed to all five of those sources of energy, for the most part, coal, oil, natural gas, but not just the carbon-based sources of energy, also non-carbon nuclear and hydro. And what this points to is that this is not about climate. It's about anti-development. It's about opposing anything that has the potential to further our current level of development and to make possible future development by others. So to call it a climate conference is just a dodge. It's an anti-development conference. If you want a safe climate, the key variable to focus on is not do you have 0.03% CO2 in the atmosphere, 0.04%, which is the difference that we've made. The key to focus on is do you have the industrialization and infrastructure to protect yourself against any climate? And to the extent that we've been able to do that in the developed world, climate is almost a complete non-threat. It's not a top 100 threat in our lives. It's only a threat if we deindustrialize, then you have to deal with real nature, and that is a rough place to be.
We have a caller, Phil, on the line from Bismarck.
Yeah, I've played with wood, I've played with solar, and I've played with wind, and I have it on my house, and it is not a sustainable thing. You're always out of batteries. I mean, you go down, and I think what they need to do is they need to actually go on out and talk to people who have this and have the stuff on their house and everything. Most of them don't even have a battery bank to back them up. They have to be hooked to the grid. Well, I am hooked with that too, but it seems like, you know, within a few hours, unless you unplug everything and just run a few fluorescent lights, you're out of battery bank in a hurry. And whenever I play with the solar and the wind, it just can't keep up. No way and no how. I tried wood gasification, and there, that's just a mess. You need a lot going on. You need shakers and everything else. I drove a pickup 3 miles on wood completely. Well, I ended up with everything saturated with creosote tar and everything. So, I mean, and you needed a shaker system, and it was a big bulky system on a pickup. So I think before these people are saying all this kind of stuff that we can go to these green energies, they should probably talk to a bunch of us who have experimented and did all these things with this stuff and tried everything there is. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I think that's great. And actually, I would love to hear more of your story. If I mention, and anyone can send any stories, industrialprogress.com, that you see there'll be a contact thing and it'll go right to me. If you want to write, anyone, you or anyone else wants to write down any of their stories, it's super beneficial to people because most people have a very abstract understanding, right? They just think, oh, I'll get my energy from the sun. Whereas put it into practice and you've seen what it means in reality to use something that's way too resource intensive and unreliable.
It can back you up for a few hours and everything like that, but it's not very sustainable. I even tried hydrogen. Mess with that. It takes way too much energy to go to hydrogen to break it down. So, I mean, I've done lots of different things. I mean,
Phil, thanks for your efforts. And I think your issue on scale in terms of providing energy for everyone is a significant issue. Alex, keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you another time. We're going to move on to the break.
This All right, thanks,
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.